From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nora Mishanek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County health officials issued an overdose spike alert Monday, April 6, following a reported increase in non-fatal overdoses over the weekend. The county health department said in a statement, and I quote, "The COVID-19 pandemic has caused an unprecedented disruption to the normal operating procedures of health and human service agencies. Unfortunately, the necessity for overdose prevention and response has not abated during the pandemic," end quote. The mobile van distributing Narcan kits was present at Kinderhook Town Hall and Chatham Firehouse on Monday. Grenier Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said peer advocates were also on hand to offer harm reduction education. Quinn said there was a, and I quote, "dramatic uptick in overdoses," end quote, but offered no further information. He said, and I quote, "As part of our response plan, the working theory is that heroin laced with fentanyl may be coming from one or two dealers based in northern Columbia County." Quinn said, and I quote, "No one died this weekend, but some are requiring multiple doses of Narcan to reverse it, which does tell you about the potency of the fentanyl," end quote. Health services remain available despite the COVID-19 shutdown, and the helpline is fully operational. Anyone seeking help for themselves or a family member is encouraged to call Greener Pathways at 518-828-7437 or Columbia County Pathways to Recovery at 877-467-3365. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia paper is reporting the Salvation Army, located on South 3rd Street in Hudson, is stretching existing resources to meet the needs of local residents who have been impacted economically by the ongoing novel coronavirus pandemic. The nonprofit is seeking support to help sustain its work, according to a statement released April 6. The organization is currently seeking food or cash donations to purchase emergency food and supplies to supplement current stockpiles. Gas for food deliveries to families in need who cannot come to the center, takeout meal containers, diapers, and baby formula for parents who are unemployed, and milk gift cards to supplement the food pantry distribution for families with children. The Hudson Service Center operates the only soup kitchen in Columbia County. It serves lunch daily and maintains a food pantry that is available 3 days a week. Center Director Darcy Connor said, and I quote, "We are already serving and will be here as long as we are needed. We are now serving lunch to an average of between 30 to 60 people a day, and food pantry cases have increased from 45 to 55 each day, and we anticipate that these numbers are only going to get worse," end quote. Additional information is available at empire.salvationarmy.org, and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting among the many changes the COVID-19 pandemic has brought to the region is a new kind of litter, rubber gloves and cloth face masks, which are being discarded in parking lots and roadsides. As more and more protective rubber gloves and face masks are being worn in public to prevent catching the sometimes deadly bug, users are dropping the items anywhere they deem to be convenient. In Orange County, officials have appealed to residents to discard these items in the trash. Aside from being an eyesore, used masks and rubber gloves can clog drains and indefinitely be an environmental nuisance. Health officials say the best way to minimize catching or spreading the virus is to stay home. But if you must leave the house for groceries or other necessities, wear the protective gear and dispose of it properly in the trash. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.